7:33 a.m. We welcome to our newsmaker line a very brave man, Scott Cohn with CNBC, wrote a story in which, wait for it, the geniuses at CNBC said, yeah, Tennessee is the ninth worst state in the country to live in. Of course, all of us in our listening audience know that Tennessee's the best state in the country to live in. Welcome, Scott. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Michael. Good morning.
So you live in Santa Cruz, California, right?
I do.
Okay. And so, but California, according to CNBC, you say it's a better place to live than Tennessee. Is that right?
Well, according to our data, it's a better place to live than Tennessee. It's not a great place to live. And I can tell you firsthand some of the issues out here with crime, air quality, other things that we look at. So, we all have our issues.
Scott, in studio, our all-star panelist, Crom Carmichael. Crom has a couple of questions for you. Crom, go ahead.
Yes. Okay. I'm looking at your 10 best list, and there's one thing that kind of stands out. And that is most of the ones that are on the list are relatively sparsely populated. Vermont is number one. Maine is number two. Nebraska, Iowa, those are all North Dakota. They're relatively sparsely populated. Do you think that the low population factors into the results? Or how your criteria and the population kind of fit together to make it more livable?
I mean, it's not something that we look at specifically, but for example, one of the factors that we look at is crime rates, and I guess in some of the less populated states, they may have lower crime rates. Certainly, Vermont, which was the best in the category of life, health, and inclusion in our. This is our overall top states for business study that we're looking at. The crime rates are low, whereas in Tennessee, it's the third highest violent crime rate in the country. So that may have something to do with it. It's certainly not something that we look at directly. Maybe coincidental that the lower population might lead to a better quality of life based on our data.
Now, I'm curious now, because when I watch TV, I see riots and people just breaking into stores in the middle of the day in Portland, Seattle, and Minneapolis, and yet those three states are all in your top 10, but the crime rate in those states is not only skyrocketing; they're burning down their major cities. We don't have that here.
Well, again, Tennessee has the third highest violent crime rate in the country. That's based on FBI numbers. That is not, you look at Washington State. Washington State's crime rate is considerably lower.
Scott, have you ever been to Tennessee?
Absolutely, I have many times.
Really? Oh. You need to come back again.
Yeah, it's really...
Because that statement that it's more violent here than in Seattle or Portland or Minneapolis is just...
I mean, we have in Nashville, we have a lot of people moving from the states that are the best states
in your list
to Nashville. New Jersey is certainly one of the states that is hemorrhaging population. And I spoke with a guy who moved here from Portland about a year ago. He said, my family's had it with the violence in Portland and also. Do taxes, because, Tennessee has no income tax. Do taxes play into your equation in any meaningful way?
Well, so let me put this in some perspective. This is a category within our broader study of America's top states for business, which in an overall sense, Tennessee does very well. Tennessee ranks sixth. And in other categories like costs, the state does very well. In our workforce category, you're right. There are a lot of people that are moving to the state. But we also look at a category we call life, health, and inclusion, which is what this list that we're talking about is based on, essentially quality of life. And in that area, Tennessee does poorly.
Whoa. Does it poorly on quality of life? You're really kidding, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not kidding.
That's a part of the problem with CNBC.
But how does... I'm really curious about the inclusion part, because when I look at New Jersey and Minnesota and Seattle and Portland, I see a lot of violence. I mean, burning of cities and looting of stores, and a mayor and a governor in those states that do nothing. I mean, just do nothing to protect the law-abiding citizens. And so I'm really struggling, because we live here all the time. And, I mean, our prosecutor, for example, here in Nashville, if you break into a store and steal stuff and beat people up, they're going to actually prosecute the person who did that. They're not going to prosecute the store owner.
Well, it doesn't mean that you didn't get beaten up in the first place. And again, according to according to the FBI crime statistics, I'm just looking at data.
Okay.
The third highest violent crime rate in the country is Tennessee.
Okay. Then let me say this, and I will then say that I will question the FBI data as to exactly if it's kind of like the way I would describe it is, in the Catholic Church, you have minor sins and you have major sins. It seems to me like major sins are the kind of violence and burning of cities that you see in some of your most livable states, whereas in Nashville, you might have somebody who spits on the street or does something, and that counts equally bad.
Yeah, I would take a look at that data, because it's not credible. Let me ask you another question, Scott. When you take a look at, did you look at something like this? Attendance of weekly attendance at religious services by state. Is that a factor in your quality of life?
It's not.
Why not?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I think we try and look at this because, again, it's part of the broader Top States for Business study. I think we're looking at how would a business that's deciding what state to locate in, how would they look at quality of life? And I suppose an argument could be made that that looking at a more religious sort of environment might be a good place to find conscientious.
So I would suggest you add that, because here in Tennessee, 51%, according to Pew Research, 51% of Tennesseans attend weekly services. That's the highest in the country. New Jersey, which you guys think is a great, great place, it's a low 35%. It's 29% in Oregon. My argument is weekly church attendance is a good indication of the conduct of the people in that state.
One quick question. You said that we're the sixth best state for business. And then you said the purpose of the survey is to help businesses determine where to locate. How can we be the ninth in the bottom 10, but yet be the sixth best for business?
Because you have the second best economy in the country, you have a really solid workforce. As you've talked about, your costs of living and cost of doing business are low.
1 minute.
There are a lot of great things going for Tennessee. It's just that in this one of our 10 categories, the state performs poorly.
Scott Cohn, if you would, you're a brave man to come in. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Go back and talk to all your colleagues who are kind of knuckleheads on this, by the way. Go back to them and tell them to redesign their criteria. Come here and talk to us, because it's the best state in the country to live in, just so you know. Thanks, Scott, for joining us. Come back again. All right. We'll be back after this. Crom?
No, that was good. That was good.
We'll see if Scott will come back.
That was interesting.
We'll be back with News Potpourri after this.